Hey guys, welcome to another installment of It Figures on the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
Scotty Cash.
Killin.
I'm Duvall.
And I'm not.
Weak.
Yeah, I love it when I'm not on
Are
the
they
show.
Gonna hear you? Because you're like kind of behind the,
I'm loud.
Tone
I'm
of
sure. Yeah, we're good.
I'm sure he's good.
We can all be heard. Can you guys hear us?
Testing. Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, all right. That's good. That's good.
Microphone check.
No, they heard us. Check. They can hear us. So what's going on, guys? How's everybody doing this week? Yeah?
I'm good.
Yeah, awesome.
Right.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Anything exciting going on?
Yeah, I got Battle Cat Monday.
You got Battle Cat?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes! Somebody hooked you up with Battle Cat.
Yeah, I got my Battle Cat.
Right. Duvall actually...
I ordered it for him because he was at work that
Duvall
day.
Duvall got one from Maddie Collector. Where did you get yours, Scott?
From Eric.
Eric.
His last name is
Villanova? Is he a basketball?
Eric V.
Yes,
Eric V.
He also says, Scott, here's a little gift for me to you guys at TNTS. Make sure everybody gets one.
Uh-oh. I don't want to punch the face.
Note before I seen the gift that Eric sent. And, you know, sometimes we get, like, you know, books or comics or whatever. And you know, those are cool. But this is awesome. I'm dead serious.
It better be. You didn't even tell us.
The Scareglow Grayskull, he made into keychains.
Whoa!
Hey, that's awesome.
Whoa!
Like, what is it? Like pewter?
Yep.
How do you do that?
He casted these himself.
Oh, you got a cool silver one.
Yep. He sent two silver ones.
Hey, these are awesome. Cool.
Yes.
Wow, hey. So it's a tiny little gray skull.
Hey, we got to get pictures of these and put them on so everybody can see them.
Yes.
These are awesome.
I said, where did you get these? And he goes, oh, this rad dude made them. Villa Man, which is him. So he actually made these himself, and they are outstanding.
Wow. Yeah, those are cool.
I told you, Eric, they was going to love them.
Is he selling these?
I don't know.
You want to make more stuff?
I mean, if you want, I want a silver one. Hook me up with one of those, too. I want one of every color.
Being greedy.
Every color. I'll pay. Hey, I like
them. Who are you, me?
No, I just think they're cool, and I said I'd pay for them.
How about we offer on the Pop Culture Network store that we offer the ability for fans who create things like this, the ability to sell them through our site and network.
As long as it's legal.
Because this...
There's no way.
Make sure.
That's already been made. It's a cast. Of
yeah, you gotta be yeah, careful.
I'm sure we can sell this.
You gotta be careful.
Recasts are a scary thing, dude.
Yeah, Mattel might get on you for that.
Anyway.
Although we could
sculpt it a little different.
For sure, Eric. This is very cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the battle cast.
Very, very cool. Well, hey, while we're giving shout-outs...
But does it blend?
Oh, is that where we're going to blend it now? So, hey, no, while we're giving shout-outs, I need to go ahead and throw a shout-out to our listener, Joseph. Because right after last week's podcast, I immediately got an email from our listener, Joseph, who lives down in the Florida area, and he is going to hook me up with those awesome Star Wars Weekend exclusives from Disneyland. So, woo!
Well, since he's hooking you up, yeah, we should definitely give him a shout-out.
Well, yeah.
Why wouldn't we?
He asked me to give him a shout-out on the show.
Did we?
Well.
Exactly. I'm taking the shout-out back. I'm not giving you nothing.
That's fine. He asked me to give him a shout out, so that's what I'm doing. I really appreciate
you.
I'm going to
throw a
shout
out too. I've got a shout out for Dusty86 on our message boards because he totally sent me that box of Nintendo Powers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I've got a big box of classic NPs to start.
And he totally hooked me up with a couple Sega Genesis posters and a Masters of the Universe book with that lot.
Yeah, so that was awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
And
awesome.
Oh, there's some foam packing peanuts for you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any Kiss My Ass in there?
There might be a can of that actually.
Now we got to edit the podcast.
No, that was allowable. That was okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he told me he could say ass a long time ago.
Doug is the
ass and douchebag.
He is the cuss police. You gotta
the cuss police.
You gotta ask him.
I gotta watch out where we end up on iTunes. So
True.
There are some scary podcasts you get lumped in with when you start using certain words. So,
that's okay.
And if you happen to do one of those scary podcasts, I meant scary in a you freak me out way. That's nothing bad.
No, oh, just, good. Yeah, so. Good. Awesome. Okay, so let's get into some toy talk for this week.
Yeah.
Toy
Did you talk? Hear Disney buys Marvel?
Is that news?
Yeah. I'm reading it right now.
You're reading it right now.
We need to move those.
We got the inside story going on right now.
Yeah, there's this movie called Good. Twilight coming out with toys.
Good. What? Good. I'm glad.
Hey, our fans love Twilight toys. They
get real happy when we talk about Twilight.
Yeah, boy.
Especially when we call the Twilight Zone Twilight.
So you know,
Toy Man Show.
Next week, next Sunday is the Toy Man Show.
Next Sunday, next Sunday,
second one of the year.
Machinist Hall.
So Person anybody Barry? Out there who wants to meet us up at the Toy Man Show in
except me, I still can't
in the St. Louis line, area. Yeah, Dirk can't go.
I got that one.
We could sneak you across again. It's fine.
Nah,
you
just they're hide checking. In the tub. They're checking trunks now. So.
Maybe your guy won't forget those figures on his desk at home, Dan.
Yeah, that'd be nice. My Shadow Strikers.
Your Shadow Strikers. Yeah.
We're hoping for Technodrome.
Oh, yeah. Always keeping the fingers crossed for a new Technodrome. One of these days, I'm going to walk in, I'm going to find it, and then I'm going to scream real loud.
Hopefully that same guy's got it. He's like, you know, I used to have one of these a while back. Hey. I remember what happened to it.
I finally buy one of those, I'm probably just going to throw this giant party and, like, show it in people's faces. Yeah, in your face! Technodrome!
People that wanted
they're,
you to
they're
get
gonna get
it.
Real
on your side.
Everybody's going to get real confused with the Toy Man Show. Because I'm just going to run laps around the building holding it up in the air like a victory celebration.
I'd gut it out and wear it like a helmet.
Yes!
With the eyeball on top still?
Yep.
No, give it to Dirt. He can gut it out and make a computer out of it.
Well, I do have a Castle Grayskull for that, so...
That's true. Really, did you ever do that?
Yeah, I finally got a Grayskull. Someone had one online that it had none of the you know floors or anything like that. He's like, oh, it's just a shell, man. It's not really that good. I'm like, that's perfect. Because I would just rip that stuff out and throw it away. So whatever. I've got my Grayskull. No, because the computer I was going to put in it is now Philip's computer because his computer, the motherboard, died.
You know, Dirt just said that about throwing those pieces away, and I could hear the cries of 20 million fanboys.
My Castle Grayskull needs those! No, Padme!
So what else, what other toys do we have? Why don't you talk about your DC package?
There's Infinite Heroes trickling out finally into stores, and our Target got some. And first of all, we got some of the new packaging, which is great. And Sween Hollick on our message boards found a couple that he sent into us in that new 75th anniversary packaging, which is nice.
Yeah.
But then I also found a Firestorm, which is a new figure, but he's in the old packaging.
That's weird.
Which is kind of it's
Did
weird.
You
it's
buy
like
it
another.
Either?
Oh yeah, I bought it.
I'm sure that's something to keep.
But there's like four of them in that wave, which they're. I guess they rushed them out right before they were. Oh wait, quit! Crap, we're doing the 75th anniversary packaging. Get these out quick! So
maybe.
It's like
it's possible.
So we're getting them at the same
like
time.
They had
as
it
the
ready
75th.
To go, and then they did the change.
Yeah.
You're probably sitting on something that's going to be super.
Well, no, because I mean. Everyone's going to have them in that packaging. It's
the
not
regular
like,
packaging?
Well, there might be a running change with it. Like, you know, the ones that are in the store now are in
I don't
that
think
package,
so. I get the feeling like they would have just been... They were the one to come out before the 75th, but then they decided to do the 75th packaging, and they're like, oh, we got to get the 75th packaging out because it's the new year. So it's like they both kind of got pushed through about the same time.
I wonder
time.
If they're... Are they mixing the same cases, I wonder? Or do you think they're two separate cases?
I don't know.
That's an interesting...
Because our Target gets hit by those...
scalpers.
Well, okay.
Resellers.
The guys.
Jesus
the guys
ambushers.
Who, well, no, the guys who...
Those Bob Goose.
Okay, Bob Goose. The Bobbly Goose, who just dump everything in their cart and then pull out the ones they want and then just ditch it all in electronics. So
Duvall loves that guy.
Yeah. He's
he loves you. He definitely loves you.
Apparently.
He's got that I Love Jason Duvall t-shirt.
Great. There's one of those floating around. Wonderful.
There's two.
His shirt says, I love Jesus
but I only
and
wear
Duvall.
The other one
maybe we should explain.
Okay.
Maybe we should
awesome.
Maybe we should you can't say that, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no dirty words in that.
That's a great image.
But you're insinuating.
But not sex with Jason. I'm just wearing a shirt that has his face on it while I'm having sex with my wife.
Oh, that's even weirder.
Okay, this conversation.
The world
hey,
there.
Let's change this up. Why don't we explain to the
now
viewers,
that we should sell in the Pop viewers? Culture Network store.
Yes. Why, no, let's not. I don't want that.
And let's talk about how...
Let's explain who Bob Goo is to the listeners so they're not so confused.
Okay.
This,
no,
this
does Bob Goo listen?
I don't know.
It's a Bobbly Goo. It's
BG.
One word.
Does it matter?
Bob Goo.
We just won't call him by his name anymore.
Yeah, we don't mean Bob Goo. We definitely mean
going
BG.
Forward. Okay, yeah. Okay,
so
go ahead.
This guy named Bob Goo lives around here.
BG!
No, BG! Oh, sorry, BG.
We're not talking about Bob Goo.
Okay. Oh, you didn't know?
What? Okay. All
right.
Very confused.
Sorry. All right. So BG lives here in town, and he likes to go from toy store to toy store. And when I worked at Toys R Us as a manager, there were many occasions where I got to actually reprimand this guy. Now, understand, he's probably older than me. I think he's like 38.
I don't know, man. He looks pretty young.
Yeah, he looks young,
no,
but I don't.
He's like 31, 32.
You think?
Yeah.
Anyway,
he's timeless.
This guy, like 15, 16.
This guy likes to. Well, he's what we like to call an Uber scalper. He basically goes in, buys all the exclusives and everything he can get his hand on.
Reseller.
Sorry. And then he goes back to his mother's house.
Hello? Every time, dude.
Hello?
It's like somebody does that on purpose.
Ants for debt.
They know what time we're going to do the podcast.
Call me the ambulance.
Ambulance.
So anyway, this guy buys all the stuff. He lives with his mom. He takes it back to his mom's house. He's got this huge living room like set up like, I don't know, a third-rate toy store.
If by set up you mean stuff trashed everywhere where you can barely walk through. Have you ever been in his living room?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's not set up at all.
Yeah, no, it's kind of scary.
It's
like just date?
Stuff everywhere?
Yeah, it's like if you knocked all these shelves over and just dumped stuff everywhere and threw trash on the grounds and then made a path through so you could walk through it.
Oh, so like my basement.
And that's like how they they live, right. Like normal?
Yes. Yeah. That's his front room. Everything is around his mom's chair. She chain smokes. Everything is around his mom's chair. And then like 3 feet in front of this chair is a TV. She doesn't move from the TV unless she's driving him to store to store.
Yeah.
He has like emphysema. He has like muscular dystrophy. Arthritis real bad where his joints and hands hurt real bad. And he's not supposed to be around smoke or anything. And she chain smokes. He gets a disability check because of his lungs are messed up and his mom.
You can have
BG!
BG, you can have this San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Destro if you win it from me in a foot race.
No, that's the same one he sold back to us 3 times.
Well, I know.
Oh, okay.
But he can have it for free this time if he beats me in a foot race.
You know what's weird about him is that he buys these things at the store, and then I think, from what I see, he doesn't sell them for profit.
No.
Because I think he doesn't realize that when you buy something and you're one of those guys that's reselling, you're supposed to sell it for more than you paid for it.
He's new here.
He made $1 million last year.
He's new here. Yeah. Can I say penis?
He does say that a lot.
Penis is the
okay,
correct term.
Yeah. He made $1 million and my penis is 15 inches long also.
Really?
Yeah. Now we both lied.
I was wondering what I stepped on earlier.
Whoa.
That was my gonad.
Hey, oh, okay.
Can you move that? We need to shut the door.
Can I say gonad?
Well, you've done it 3 times now.
Welcome to the It Figures podcast that has now slowly descended into the pits of hell.
Let's take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll actually maybe talk about something that's not a reseller who lives in our town
or a bodily part.
Not named Bob Goo.
BG.
Oh yeah.
Que pasa, compadres? You are listening to the planet's most primo podcast, It Figures. My name is Sween Hollick, and if you're into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, have I got a column for you. Go over to popculturenetwork.com and take a look at Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk, where each and every week we meander down memory lane as I review classic figures from the original Playmates Ninja Turtle toy line. Whether you're a longtime follower of the Fab Four or just getting into the green teens, I don't think you'll be disappointed. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk, and you can only find it at popculturenetwork.com.
All right, and we're back.
We are back.
Yay, look, Muppet hands.
I think that's the quickest we ever took a commercial break because it got totally spiraled.
We were deteriorating. We needed to put an end to it.
Yeah, well, we don't have a show outline. We didn't get our format sheet.
It's only because there's no news this week.
It's been a slow week for toy news, so we're kind of...
Hey, Masters Universe 2-packs are hitting Toys R Us.
No, they're not.
Did anybody
not
find them yet?
Nope. Well, I just got a text from our buddy Dave Ortega in L.A., and he said that he's got a buddy who works at his Toys R Us. They have 700 units of the DC Universe Classics Master Universe 2-packs in
that
the region's stockroom. Yep.
They're getting that many?
Yep. He says...
well, I guess that's good news. So
he says that's 450 of each being sent to about 20 to 30 stores max in the Los Angeles area.
So is he going
to
get us some?
That's L.A., so they'll be here by the end of August.
No, they're already here in Illinois.
Yeah, but they haven't hit
Springfield yet.
Well, Illinois.
Our store hasn't
Select
stopped them.
Stores.
Yeah.
We'll have to go to Schaumburg.
They're
supposed to set an end cap of those two packs as well as the retro action DC superheroes figures. So there's supposed to be a whole full end cap of nothing but that stuff.
Speaking of which, did you review all those?
Yeah, I got one more to do.
One more to do? Yeah. So there's something you guys can look for. Check out his...
Yeah, Superman's up. Green Lantern's up. Lex Luthor's done.
It's going up tomorrow.
Yeah, and then we've got...
It'll be up same time as podcast.
Yep, and I got to work on Sinestro, and they're friggin' awesome.
And all of the Masters 2-packs are up already. Yep. So if you haven't watched those yet, they're there, as well as the next several months' worth of Masters figures. So those are all up. You can check all those out if you haven't seen them yet.
FatGeekToysWorld.com from the Pop Culture Network.
Pretty sure you guys have probably already watched them all.
Yeah.
They've been up for a good week now, or at least since the last podcast. But, oh my god, yeah, speaking of that, boy, have I been busy doing friggin' reviews.
Mattel was like, here, Pixel Dan!
Here's everything, all at the same time. It's fun, though.
You got the weapons pack, too,
I have the weapons pack. That review's going up this week.
And I'll have that Infinite Heroes 3-pack tomorrow.
Infinite Heroes 3. So
I don't know if it'll be post-tomorrow or post-Thursday.
Okay.
You got two things going up tomorrow?
Probably at least.
So I'll probably wait till Thursday to
we've
post
got,
it.
Yeah, but, we've yeah. got so much content right now. It's awesome. So if you guys aren't visiting the website... If you're not listening to the podcast on the website,
if you're on
sure
iTunes right now, just go ahead and open your browser.
What are they using? Are they using Firefox or are they using Chrome?
Probably Internet Explorer.
Yeah, if you're like a good
Symbian OS
person.
Browser.
Okay, cool.
He's in Opera. The old version.
Yeah, the Opera. Using Opera 6, which is odd because 10 is out. You'd think they'd be upgrading, but they're just like Opera 6. I don't know what the deal is.
They got Netscape.
They don't.
Hold on.
Netscape 4.
We got to get off the subject. We're losing Scotty. He's fading quick.
Master of the Universe. Master of the Universe. Master of the Universe.
No, I'm just trying to think of a way I can get a bunch of free stuff.
So I'm still
Ask
waiting.
For it.
I'm still
Ask
waiting
for
on my loaf of bread. Someone promised me their loaf of bread out of Wundar. That's all I want.
Somebody promised you that?
No, I'm waiting.
Oh.
He's waiting for something.
I want
to
do a video review of the loaf of bread. And so I want to have my own loaf of bread.
Well, can't you just use Pixel Dance to do it and then give it back? And
no, because
I want to
put the loaf of bread on my shelf with my other figures.
Weird. Well, can't you just do the review anyway?
No, because Disco Skeletor is going to have the loaf of bread.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm saying you could use his... And then you can give it back to him and still hope for someone to get one later.
But I want my own loaf of bread to put with my Disco Skeletor.
You or me.
I'm opening a cosmic portal right now.
See if there's any loaf of breads in there.
Everybody got really confused for a minute. Like,
I thought it was my phone for a second.
All right, so any other, what else is going on?
Well, no, I don't know. I'm just trying to hunt these stupid 2-packs down.
Which 2-packs?
The freaking Marvel DC 2-packs.
Why can't you just wait? They're coming.
The Marvel
I don't
want to
wait, son.
What do you do with them?
The Marvel DC 2-packs?
Yeah. What do you do with them?
The Marvel
how do you know how many they're going to make? What if they make one wave and they come through Toys R Us one time? That's it.
Then you better hurry up and stop dicking off.
Exactly.
Okay, that one's probably going to need to be...
How?
Beeped, probably.
Penised off.
How?
We can't say D-I-C-K?
Killing Cinematic
I'm going to have to double check on that one.
All right.
Double check on that one.
No, anyway. That's fine.
Oh, is it confirmed?
Well, if you look back at a couple of our previous ones, there were some F-bombs dropped that
really?
Were pizza? Not necessarily bleeped out, and we were fine, so obviously.
Okay, well.
Hey, guys.
Who dropped
my wife is here with pizza. Say hi, Christina.
Hi.
No, come closer to the microphone. They can't hear you. Come over here.
Come in the circle of manhood.
Get on the dance floor.
Come over here. We're
recording
the show.
Come break up the sausage fest.
Wow.
Everybody say hi to my wife, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Be careful, okay. It's 15 inches
okay,
long.
Okay, why don't you...
I want to poke you.
Wow. Okay, why don't Jump you tell... why don't you tell the internets about some of the latest toys you have found? What are some of the toys you've bought recently? Look, she's confused.
Really now she's shy.
You got under a lot of pressure.
Now she's shy.
Weak.
You're not going to talk? Oh, she just left. She walked away.
See, this just proves that she doesn't really exist.
Crap! Oh! Crap's weak!
The picture came with the wallet, man. She lives by Niagara Falls. She lives in Canada. You wouldn't know her.
Yeah, you don't know her.
Great. Now I'm that guy. Now I'm the guy who has a fake wife.
And now they're going to feel sorry for you and send you like a hot Asian chick wife.
Somebody just send Dan like a steam hot bomb. We ordered him a Russian.
She comes in a FedEx box, so you better open that while I get there.
Yeah, you shouldn't let them know that you've got a fake wife, because now your stalker is going to be like really after you.
Oh,
the Facebook stalker?
I forgot about the Facebook
Review the hot blonde! Review the hot blonde!
Anyway, What else? What other toys?
She's got. How do we do this every time, dude?
Well, that's just what happens when we all get together. We get off subject and make jokes.
It's entertaining.
That's what the people like. For us. That's why they listen to us.
Oh,
where
I think
never
it was
know
better when we were drinking because after a while we just like started staring off into space. And,
that was
and you kept burping into the mic.
That was good for a video podcast for sure.
I don't know. There hadn't really been a whole lot of toy. Anything. It's been a really dead week.
Well, you know, we're at that point right now where all the stores are getting ready to go through their phase moves for spring,
yep.
So nothing is on the
yeah,
shelves.
Yeah, I went to Toys R Us to look nothing. For those 2-packs, and it was like a ghost town.
Yeah,
did you
yeah.
mention
Target
those,
is like that, too.
Did you mention
like,
those Jax 3-packs? Have you talked about those on the podcast?
Yeah, I brought those up a couple weeks ago, I think. Those weird wrestler 3-packs that had the 6-inch figure, the 3 3/4-inch figure, and the micro-aggression
right.
figure all in
sweet.
One package. Yeah, I bought Duvall bought me an Undertaker one. It's just got the 6-inch Taker, the 3 3/4-inch, and the micro-aggression.
They have a Hogan one?
All in one box. Yeah. No, they had... What was it? It was
John Cena.
There's a John Cena.
Rey Mysterio... Undertaker and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Oh, Triple H?
Nope. It was
he's
just those
gonna
four.
Be pissed.
Who booked this?
Stephanie!
First, I don't get the Conan movie, and now this.
Crap. Are they doing a Conan movie?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But not with Triple H.
Yeah, thank
you. Or Shad Gaspard.
Thank God.
Or Shad Gaspard.
They signed Bob Sapp.
Or Tom Cruise.
You remember
or,
Bob Sapp?
Yeah.
Or Tom Cruise.
He's in the Conan movie.
Bob Sapp.
Yeah.
Doing what?
He's like the 50-year-old football ex-football player wrestler guy. Is that
I know who he is.
Okay, well,
what's he doing in the movie? Is he like an ogre?
No, he's the villain.
He's going to play Shrek?
He's the villain.
No, he's sweet. Going to play the 50-year-old football guy
Donkey!
In the movie.
Donkey!
He's the guy Conan
hey,
kills.
So those oh, those figures Conan? You gave me to review, the rent review, the Aquaman and stuff, are those out yet?
They're in Target. I saw them the other day when
They're,
I was there.
The Aquaman is the greatest thing ever.
Yep.
Really?
Is he?
For
is
an
he
Aquaman?
Cool?
Yeah, it's like the color's beautiful. It's Superman the Animated Series Aquaman.
Oh, okay.
It's wonderful.
That's awesome. Yeah, so we'll actually have those up this week, too, because you sent those our way, so... We will have some Scotty Cash written reviews up of the new Justice League figures.
Toy Guru?
Yeah.
Thanks, Toy Guru. I appreciate you sending me some free stuff. I need to get a Christmas card out ASAP to Eric for the keychains and Toy Guru.
Wait, it's
And the chick that sent, drew me the picture.
But it's March.
So what?
Oh, okay.
They'll be early. Duh.
All right.
I bet you can find them on sale.
Oh.
This is a Valentine's. You can get a whole box of 32 Valentines
for
10
hey,
cents.
Hey, guess what? Your name's Valentine. Oh, no, you didn't.
Good one.
Oh, snap.
That's my middle name, actually.
Oh, no, you didn't?
No, Valentine.
Oh, hey, so if
I
we don't get any
Dirt
more...
Dirt the Valentine Hammer.
Great.
Wow.
Dirt the Valentine Hammer. So if we don't got any more toy stuff to talk about, we should totally talk about the website stuff that's... Probably been happening for
Make a while.
That's been going to the site.
We fixed full screen.
Yay! We fixed full
but it's
screen.
Not implemented yet.
It's going to be implemented. So for all those people that keep going, how come I can't make your videos go full screen? Dirt fixed it
because
Dirt the Hammer
so,
Valentine.
We got the coding corrected. I'm gonna start trying to fix the videos that are already there. But every video posted going forward should have the option to go full screen. So. Yes.
You gotta fix all that by hand?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Good.
So it's gonna be a slow progress for the things that are already there, but going forward, we don't have to worry about it. All of those videos will be able to go full screen, so that's a big plus, because a lot of people keep asking about that.
Oh, we got pretty new buttons.
We got new buttons?
Yeah, Alan Price.
Thanks to our buddy Alan Price.
Doing some awesome
stuff.
Vince Vint's friend?
Yep, Chris Vint's friend.
No.
Oh, Vint.
You see what you're doing, Chris?
Viscrint.
See, I pointed out they spelt my name wrong because no one cares about me here. I just show up whenever I can when the door's not locked. See, I got to come in and kill him before
you're
they...
You're the Scotty Cash of the Year, I told you.
No, they spelt my name without a T.
There's a T in it.
Well, no, Dan was so busy opening all his cool free stuff that he's just like, I don't even care about my best man at my wedding. I just...
Wow.
I name wrong. See how that is?
At your wedding.
What? Yeah.
So, Chris, I appreciate it, Chris Vint, for pointing that out.
Yeah, thanks, Viscrint.
Viscrint, you're
it's Chris,
fine.
It's Chris
so the buttons. Let's get back to the buttons.
Where's the buttons at? I want to see a button.
Go check out the website.
We kind of realized that our site might have been a little harder to navigate than we initially intended.
Mm-hmm. Especially for new people coming in that have no clue what some of the stuff means.
Right, so we decided to change the buttons to be more descriptive of what the actual sections are. So now the left-hand navigation buttons actually describe the toy section, the video game section, the news section, etc., etc. And in the middle of the page, you can find all of our featured shows, which are the awesome new show buttons that Alan helped create for us. So the page looks way cooler. It's way easier to find what you're looking for. So you guys now get to go check it out and tell us if it's all working okay. Because there's a good chance I might have broken a link somewhere.
Well, for a while there, the TV and movies link took you to the page where you get to edit the topic in the control panel.
Yeah.
Which, if you weren't logged in as an admin, I think you wouldn't actually be able to get to, but it might be a little confusing when it says you're not authorized to access this page, and you're like, but I want the TV reviews.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, actually.
That was him.
That was my bad.
I was like, I guess we don't have nothing there. And
but we do. We do have stuff there.
I just linked it wrong. So it should be fixed. I think I've got everything corrected.
You're talking about now. I thought you meant like buttons like you pin on your shirt. I was like, where are they at? I don't see them.
I like Ike and toys.
Who's Ike?
I like Ike and toys.
Who is Ike? Yeah. You went through high school, right?
Christina, you're back. You want to talk about toys?
Yeah, he's Tina Turner's uncle. Don't worry about it.
What? Why are you laughing about?
These?
You got some cool new Disney dolls, right?
Well, those on the side.
Yeah,
those
Disney right dolls.
For the yeah, I brought them from New York.
Who did those?
Alan Price.
Looks Alan did those phone. For us.
Palin Rice.
That one's way too hard. We're not going to do it with him.
You have to make like a pig Latin name out of that one.
Viscrint.
Right. Hey,
Viscrint.
The guy that's sending you the Disney stuff, are those the Chippendale Stormtroopers?
No.
Are Ewoks?
No. No, no, they're the Star Wars Weekends exclusives.
Yeah, I know about you and Chippendale.
Which is the Star Tours boarding set.
Who's with you, dude?
He's a stripper slash scientist. Leave him
Oh, like him guy.
Yeah.
Or was that Skinator?
No, that's him guy.
Him guy was the stripper slash scientist.
Him guy is a stripper slash scientist.
What is going on?
Him guy.
You don't know about him guy and Skinator?
Oh, you don't listen to the show when you're not on.
Oh, my God. Yes,
have that
I
conversation
do.
Again.
So, if I lived at a computer like you do, I'd listen to everything two times a day.
I try.
And after reading the forum boards, they decided that Skinator is probably like an obese guy.
Who lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, lost a bunch of weight.
Looks like Fat Bastard at the end of...
Yeah. And I like that, so yeah, I think we'll go with that.
We can't say that word.
Yes, you can say that word.
I think we'll go with that.
Yeah, him guy and Skinator.
I'm talking about fat.
Oh,
Racist. Hey,
pretty hot and tempting.
This is a good idea. Look, this will lead right into this next part. Okay.
Okay.
Contest. We're starting a new contest.
What?
And I'm going to have the video
How
up soon.
Fat bastard go right into a contest?
Listen, let me get to it. All right. We got this.
We're getting there.
Okay.
I was G.I. Joe.
Hasbro sent... Good.
Wow.
Did that just happen? Hasbro sent us some goodies to give away in a contest. So we've got these two awesome electronic talking Wolverine figures, and they are fun. Trust me.
Did you take them home?
Yeah, because now would be the time to pull them out. They're not here with us, but because I got to get the video ready to go. So we're giving away two of these really cool figures, and this is what you got to do in order to win. Okay, if you're listening to the podcast right now, you get a heads up on everybody because this is going up before the video.
Secrets.
So yeah, if you're getting rewarded. Okay, all we're looking for in this contest is for you to send us something. We don't care what. Make something for us.
What?
So, if you can draw some fan art of Him Guy and Skinator.
That's right.
Yes.
Or if you can record yourself doing an impression of Duval. Or if you...
Oh good.
That's an easy win.
Or if you can write a That New Toy Smell poem. Or do a toy review. Or write a column. Or record a podcast. Or sing us a song. We don't care.
Listen.
Do something fun
here you go.
And entertaining.
Listen, I care. I'm just letting you know now. You're not getting my vote unless it has something to do with me. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, well, you're not getting Scott's vote, but there's still four
of us.
Well,
this is a completely biased, completely unfair.
We already have the winners
contract.
Picked way before this.
What? Well, I don't have the winners picked.
No.
But we
you
will
said
pick
winners.
He did.
Hey, you're right. Winners. Hey, you need to go home and wake it up.
Rewind that. Play that back. It's not going to be right.
Yeah, so send us what you want. We don't care what it is. We're going to give you guys 2 weeks to send us some entries, and we're going to pick the things that we think are the funniest or the coolest or whatever, and we're going to send you some free toys as a reward. So, if you guys want to start working on that now, you can send your entries to contest@popculturenetwork.com.
I'm sorry, contest or contests?
Doesn't matter,
Doesn't matter.
contest@popculturenetwork.com. It'll get to us. And we'll start bringing in those entries.
You could also send it to Scotty Cash is the King of the Universe.
No, I'm actually, I was just joking. If it's funny, I don't care whose name's in it.
as long as it's spelled correctly.
Yeah. So yeah, Danny's automatically, or Pixel Dan, if you will, is automatically eliminated from the contest.
What? Oh, I want it in. Actually, we got to bring this up, too, because we have so many talented guys working for us that you have to go way above and beyond if you're going to try to win some toys from us. So, Mr. Alan Price.
Vince Krent.
Mr.
Vince Krent. Vince, is that right?
Don't think that you're going to win a toy just because you're awesome with logos.
But if everybody was in a pie chart and we were deciding who's in the lead, probably Alan would have a bigger chunker than most people right now.
Alan's in the lead already.
He would probably have a bigger chunk.
So Alan's already in the lead. You guys got to outdo him.
Well, no, that's just bad for Alan because now Alan has to go above and beyond, above and beyond, above and beyond.
Yeah, that's true.
And he might get shanked tonight. Because if he gets shanked, he doesn't get a talking Wolverine.
Wow.
Yeah. We're talking you, Chris Vick. You want to win. You want to win. You might want to have to stab your friend.
Yeah. He said, I'll totally stab my friend for some free Wolverine.
All right, guys, I expect you to get really creative with this. Yeah,
last time we only had a couple entries. We need more this time.
We had a lot of good song entries, but yeah. I want, like, some...
I got a theme out of
it. We're leaving this completely open to do whatever you want, so use your creative side. I don't care what you can do. Just do it. Do something and send it to us. And the things that we like the best, we're going to give you some free toys for.
And honestly, something funny and outrageous would probably win. So, you know, make it crazy.
But keep your pants on. Let me just stress that again.
Unless you're a hot chick.
There's your wife.
Oh, I just got kicked.
Hey, look, your wife's still alive.
Hey, well, she's still here. I didn't know. She wasn't talking.
Oh, the FedEx box came?
Yes, the FedEx box came.
Hey, right. I kind of am envious of you getting all the free stuff. If a super hot blonde chick shows up at your house, whoo, I'm gonna burn something down. You're like, dude, if you call me, you go, dude, guess what I got?
It'll be a super hot blonde. His name is Trevor.
I got some.
And he's a masseuse.
Okay, you're done. No, please.
I'll be like, yeah, I got two. You want
listen,
one?
Here's the deal.
He does things with lightsabers. No personal.
Here's the deal of the week. Here's the deal of the week. This thing's $30.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a wireless Wii bar. Duh. If you buy $100 worth of comics and send an extra $30, you get this wireless Wii bar.
Hey, deal of the week. Book it. That sounds great.
Actually, on the Pop Culture Network store, we did receive a large shipment of high-end graphic novels and books lately. So if you are into the high-end books, you know, the books are like $100, $50, the Dark Horse stuff, you know, the Hellboy leather-bound museum. Don't put that in my pocket.
Take my dollar.
Oh, I thought you were...
Anyway,
you know what? Now I'm totally lost my track.
What
are
you guys doing?
Now you get
the ball. The ball slid a dollar in my pocket. It really distracted me.
You weren't dancing.
He wants
you
to take your shirt off.
He
wants you to take your shirt off. Hey, I want this RoboCop Wii gun.
Anyways, yeah, we got a lot of high-end graphic novels, and I think I'm going to stick a bunch of them on sale this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, sale this weekend?
Yeah.
Hey, the complete Calvin and Hobbes is awesome.
Yeah, so
it weighs a ton.
Go to the store, click on graphic novels, and you'll see all this amazing books that we got lately.
You know what's going to happen, right? You're going to sell that Calvin and Hobbes to somebody in Tokyo.
Shipping's going to be free just as long as you give us like $40 for it.
Yeah, these are like museum tomes, you know what I mean? Like the.
Oh, that was a good use of the word.
Thanks.
Good job.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Slappy.
Watson.
All right, guys.
I'm done talking to people.
As always, you can access the store right there on the front page of PopCultureNetwork.com. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for the forums. That's where all the cool people are. So if you're not there, then you're not a cool people. You can sign up for the forums. It's free. I'm just throwing that out there.
He's speaking the truth.
I'm speaking the truth.
The truth.
It's free to sign up. You can talk with people who have similar interests.
What are
you talking about? Why do you keep saying that?
We'll show
that?
You that video.
Amber Lance.
I don't know what that means. Guys, we got a new episode of That New Toy Smell coming up Saturday, as always. It's going to be an awesome episode based on another hit movie with an awesome action figure.
I was Tron!
No, we already did Tron.
Oh, are you screaming?
We're past Tron.
I was screaming when I mentioned Tron!
Okay. So, new episode this Saturday. Don't miss it. And as always, new episodes of It Figures Podcast every Wednesday. So I think that's going to wrap us up today.
Wrap us up.
Let's wrap it up. All right, guys. Until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Duval.
Killing.
Scotty Cash.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.